Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, January the 27th. It's a game we like to play with our listeners at the end of the week where we play four soundbites. You listen and then you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or going to our Facebook fan page where we have made space for your vote and voting there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Usually we give away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. But we're adding to that on this Friday afternoon the brand new Martin Luther plush figure. It's a little figure of Martin Luther made especially for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. He's holding a copy of Luther's morning and evening prayers and, of course, the Bible as well. We'll give that away, along with the LPR bundle package, to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. And phone call voters get to vote first. We've got four soundbites to play. The first one this week comes from Molly Hemingway of The Federalist, talking about the Women's March on Washington, D.C.
It was a really big cathartic event for people on the left. People in cities are experiencing a lot of shock and confusion over how it could possibly have happened that Donald Trump won the presidency, and this was their moment to kind of come together in a public ritual of mourning and camaraderie. I still see this type of protest as being a very important thing that the left needs to do. They are inclined toward protest and they get a lot of value and meaning out of it in a way that conservatives don't. And they had to take 8 years off of protesting. I mean, I've lived in D.C. for a long time. We had nothing but protests during the entire George W. Bush administration, the anti-war movement, the anti-globalization movement. Everything just went deep underground for 8 years. And the Women's March, also the last time it was held, these are always just funded by large pro-abortion groups, and the last time they did one was during the George W. Bush administration as well. So this is something you should always expect and get used to whenever a Republican is in office.
That's soundbite number one. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, you need to give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'd like to know which one you're voting for and why you're voting for it. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family. He's talking about cohabitation, marriage, and divorce.
One of the worst things that people can do to sandbag their marriage, and they do it of their own free will and oftentimes thinking it's actually going to help to road test their marriage, is to cohabit. And the research on this is just absolutely unequivocal. The only debate in the research is actually how high it elevates your divorce risk and why it elevates your divorce risk. But the figures there are couples who cohabit before marriage are about 50 to 80% more likely to divorce than couples who have not. That's stunning. The average number is about 65% there. But yeah, there are very few things that couples can do to, again, sandbag their hopes for a happy lifelong marriage than living together. And unfortunately, I mean, about 60% of all marriages today are preceded by some form of cohabiting. I mean, you know, basically it's, you know, you want a nice car that runs well It was as if we would be doing something to our cars that we think are going to help them run better, but they're actually, our mechanics would go, oh my goodness, I mean, there's nothing more harmful than you than what you're doing to your car. We're doing those same things to our marriage prospects.
That is soundbite number two, Dr. Glenn Stanton on cohabitation, marriage, and divorce. If you like it and you'd like it to be issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us a vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us an email with your vote. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number three comes from a conversation with Pastor Hans Feeney. We were talking with him about Garrison Keillor, the famous host of A Prairie Home Companion and kind of a humorist, and a lot of his humor had to do with Midwest Lutherans. Pastor Feeney noted that Lutherans are often giddy at being noticed, but there's a consequence to that.
It just built up this culture of, oh, what it means to be a Lutheran is all of these dumb Prairie Home Companion jokes. And one of the things, as the guy who likes to crack jokes, that drives me nuts about this is that the vast majority of these things are not remotely unique to Lutherans. At the Lutheran church, you got to come early and take a back seat. Right, because Lutherans are the only ones who sit in the back of church, as opposed to every other denomination where they all do the exact same thing. Oh, Lutherans love to have casseroles. Yeah, that's right. We're the only people in the world who like to gather in a centralized location and bring food with us. Lutherans are the only ones, who like to drink beer, which is, why Oktoberfest was invented by the Roman Catholic Bavarians. This kind of stuff is just, it's just silly. It strips us away from understanding who we are as an actual confession of faith, and as an actual people who are united together, not around common personality quirks or a common taste for bland Midwestern cuisine, but who are united together around a common confession of faith in the Book of Concord and in particular the Small Catechism. This is why it is I personally look forward to the day. We're pretty much already there. But, the fact of the matter is that there are, more practicing Lutherans in Africa now than there are in America or in Europe. So hopefully we'll get to the point where people will stop making Lutherans love casserole jokes, because the vast majority of Lutherans in the world will go, we have no idea what lutefisk or a casserole is.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney. Lutherans are giddy at being noticed. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four, and this break will be a great time to vote for that or any of the other soundbites. Soundbite number four is Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about the conscience, calibrated and comforted.
So it needs to be calibrated by the Ten Commandments and comforted by the gospel. So our conscience is calibrated by the Ten Commandments, which means that I'm making a judgment on what is right and what is wrong, not based on my own feelings of it, but rather based on the Lord's Ten Commandments. That tells me, in fact, what God demands, what my neighbor needs, what is right and wrong. But then the conscience can only be comforted because we are sinners. The conscience can only be comforted by the death and resurrection of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. So a wrongly calibrated conscience is using some different sort of judgment to figure out what's right and wrong. And a conscience that's troubled is one that, it doesn't have the gospel. It doesn't have the blood of Jesus, which takes away the sin of the world.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the conscience, calibrated and comforted. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This break is a great time to call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, or send an email with your vote, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your opportunity to win not only the LPR bundle package, but on this Friday, we're giving away the Martin Luther plush figure. Martin Luther made just for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. It'll go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in.
recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
What are some of the myths of gospel reductionism? I've written part two of an article titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Joy Pullman of The Federalist writes about her journey from charismatic experientialism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Friday, January the 27th, and we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's the game we like to play with our listeners, where we've played the soundbites like we have just before the break. Now it's your turn to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Which one will it be? Soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on the Women's March. Soundbite number two, Glenn Stanton on cohabitation, marriage, and divorce. Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney on how Lutherans are often giddy at just being noticed by big people like Garrison Keillor, or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmuller on the conscience calibrated and comforted. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC, giving away the LPR bundle package and the Martin Luther plush figure that was made just especially for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. It's a little Martin Luther dressed in his typical clothes and hat, holding a copy of Luther's Morning and Evening Prayers and a copy of the Bible. 1-877-623-6943. We go first to Joe in Fenton, Missouri. He says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmuller, the conscience calibrated and comforted. How beautiful that as Lutherans, we are calibrated and comforted in the first two chief parts of the catechism. It's almost as if Luther was onto something when he ordered it that way. Joe, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Caleb is also voting for soundbite number four, the conscience calibrated and comforted. As this week's soundbite, he says, because of how it combines law and gospel, it helps decipher the third meaning of the law in our daily lives. He is, by the way, Caleb, 11 years old. Caleb, thank you very much for listening. Karen's listening in Australia. She's voting for soundbite number three. I've been following Lutherans in Africa Facebook for a fair while now, and even though it makes me sad that the population of Lutherans has declined in the United States and Australia, it gladdens me that there is a growing population in Africa, even if they don't eat casseroles. Karen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening down under. Lynn is voting for soundbite number four because the conscience is something that we don't discuss much today. It seems anything goes because we have rights. I enjoyed Pastor Wolfmiller's interview and his discussion with his catechism class about abortion and how horrified they were. That says so much. Our conscience are more in tune as youngsters. God rules never change, and the world tries very hard to desensitize us. Lynn, thank you very much for your vote. Caitlin says, I'm a loyal fangirl of Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, but this week my vote goes to Molly Hemingway. That's soundbite number one, Molly on the Women's March. I was interested in the summary of liberals almost needing to protest something. I'm surrounded by people who think this way, and Molly nailed the mindset. Caitlin, thanks for listening. Thanks for your vote. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package and the Martin Luther plush figure live this Friday afternoon, January the 27th, 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. via Twitter at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on the Women's March? Soundbite number two, Dr. Glenn Stanton on cohabitation, marriage, and divorce? Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, Lutherans being giddy at being noticed? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the conscience calibrated and comforted? The Issues Etc. book of the month for January is called Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. It's one of those books that combines essays on various subjects under the topic from a lot of our Issues Etc. regular guests, and it deals with the whole breadth of ethical questions on human sexuality that faces us in the 21st century. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. book of the month for January. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page. Or call Concordia Publishing House and order Ethics of Sex, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. book of the month for January. Let's see, there's a tweet vote, soundbite number three, voting for Pastor Hans Feeney, Lutherans are getting it being noticed because Christ and Lutheranism is truly for all cultures, regardless of the taste in casserole. Thank you very much for your tweet and your vote as well. David in Colorado says, Pastor Wolfmiller's point that rightly ordered conscience rests on being forgiven only because of Jesus' death for us hit home with me. This point is sanity to those of us who are catechized as non-Lutherans. Keep making that point. David in Colorado, thank you for your vote. The winner this week, according to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the conscience calibrated and comforted.
So it needs to be calibrated by the Ten Commandments and comforted by the gospel. So our conscience is calibrated by the Ten Commandments, which means that I'm making a judgment on what is right and what is wrong, not based on my own feelings of it, but rather based on the Lord's Ten Commandments. That tells me, in fact, what God demands, what my neighbor needs, what is right and wrong. But then the conscience can only be comforted because we are sinners. The conscience can only be comforted by the death and resurrection of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. So a wrongly calibrated conscience is using some different sort of judgment to figure out what's right and wrong. And a conscience that's troubled is one that, well, it doesn't have the gospel. It doesn't have the blood of Jesus, which takes away the sin of the world.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the conscience calibrated and comforted. The LPR bundle package and the Martin Luther plush figure go to Caleb, 11-year-old Caleb, for his vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Caleb, if you would send us your shirt size, your mailing address, we'll send both of those things to you. talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. They offer more than 50 online educational options for an associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree. Just click their logo at issuesetc.org, enter the promo code ISSUES, and they will waive your application fee. Lifelong Lutheran learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to visit with Faleem McAleer, author of the new book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Registration for the 2017-18 school year is now open at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul is the only classical Lutheran school in Greater St. Louis. We're located 1 mile off Interstate 55. Come check out our pre-kindergarten and elementary school, where worship, historical hymnody, and catechesis are interwoven with direct academic instruction. Kindergarten Visitation Day is Thursday, February 2nd. Open house is Sunday, February 12th. Find out more at school.stpaulhamel.org.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.